to God's people who have justice through the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Justice is something that is going around in our society. Everybody wants justice in all these different aspects of life. On Sunday, when the graduates are here, one of them is actually going into criminal justice. And if you talk to any one of them, you would know that justice is a hot topic. Those who have gone through middle school and high school know all about it. Justice first hit me in the face when I was still at the seminary. I was in my second year, and you serve at a local congregation to kind of get your feet a little bit wet as you're still going through classes. And there was a lady in the congregation whose son was murdered by his own wife. And to add insult to injury, it was during COVID, and the pastor at the time would not have a funeral in church. And of course, the lady was very offended, as she's already in this desperate, hurt state. And so she ended up connecting with me. I did my best to say that pastor made a decision he felt he had made given the circumstances. And what did she want? She desperately wanted justice. And she didn't know if she was going to get it or not. How long do you think it took for the conviction to come, for the sentence to be handed out? Years. Years. It wasn't until my senior year that it happened. It's moments like that that make all the other foolish arguments about we shouldn't judge one another and hell's not a real thing, no one's going there, and we should just all hold hands and sing kumbaya. Those kind of thoughts are absolutely foolish when you know about a situation like that, or when you're going through a situation like that. Where's the justice? You absolutely need a just God who punishes evil and wickedness. And so where could I take this woman for comfort as she's waiting, not knowing if there's going to be closure, if the sentence is going to be what it should be? Take her to a place like this. You take her to a place and you show her the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and you show her he's absolutely got it. How does he have it? I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse whose rider is called Faithful and True. He judges and wages war with justice. His eyes are like blazing fire. How can he judge and wage war with justice? It's in his eyes. Have you ever had that soul-piercing look? There you were at the wedding rehearsal, taking the bridal party through it, and you think you'll be funny and crack a joke, and you say, yeah, a bat might swoop down during the ceremony. And then the bride shoots daggers at you. She didn't think that was funny. We see Jesus doesn't shoot daggers. His eyes are like blazing fire. And so what you get to share with a woman like that, or with any of you, he's seen everything. He saw what happened to you. He knows what's been said about you. He knows all the scheming behind the scenes. He knows every intended evil that's come against you. He's seen it all. He knows it all. Nothing escapes him. You see, he saw all the way in the beginning that first murder. When he confronted Cain, what did he say? Your brother's blood, it cries out from the ground. And what did it cry out? Vengeance. Justice. What are the saints, the martyrs who died for the faith, who are gathered under the throne of God, what do they cry out? How long, Lord, until you avenge our blood? We need justice. And so here's the God who knows it all. He knows exactly what the story is. We hear that about him. We hear about his piercing eyes. And then we hear that he's got many crowns on his head. Where did he get the crowns from? He gets them from everyone who opposes him, who meets their end. And what does the King of Kings and Lord of Lords do? He pries their crown from their corpse, and he takes it to himself. Anyone who will not acknowledge him as the king will be run through and their crown taken from them. Where else does he get the crowns from? Well, he gets them from you and me. You see, he went on that cross, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, humbled himself to win you and me this crown of righteousness, and he gives it to you and me even now, even before everything is realized on the other side of heaven. And what do you and I do? We humbly acknowledge him for who he is and what he's done, and we say, you're the king. Here. You wear the crown, and you let God be God. And then we hear about this most striking detail. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood. Where did that blood come from? And I think our first thought is, well, it came from his sacrifice. It's his own blood. But actually, it's not. And that's why we had our first reading. It's the blood of his enemies. You see what a terrible thing it is to fall into the hands of the living God. And that's where we all were. But by God's grace, he worked this faith in us. And God gives grace to everyone on earth. We call it a time of grace to come to faith. But those who don't, those who will remain enemies of the cross of Christ, are going to meet the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in battle. You think of our worst enemy, our greatest enemy. You think of Satan. And what is Satan like to you and me? He's like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. We have a healthy fear of him. He's got our number. He's been doing this for thousands of years. What is Satan to God? Nothing more than a grape. See, his head's been smashed. He's bleeding out, writhing until his last moment comes. His fate has been sealed. He's nothing more than a rubber ducky to God, reeled in at a moment's notice. That's what he is to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You see, God is our good Father. And what good father watches as evil takes in their children? And so God saw that happening. He saw we were hostages with a gun to our head, and he swept in from behind and he switched places with us. We call that God's great exchange. It's what he did on the cross. But it doesn't end there. He didn't just save us. Now what is he doing as our ascended Lord? He is punishing our enemies who would do that to us in the first place. You see what it's like? Do you see how protective your God is of you? What animal do you know? What animal, what predator do you know that is so ferocious that when it's got its prey, it is completely covered in blood? That is how wild with wrath your God is against those who are your enemies. That's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He doesn't mess around. That is how near and dear you are to him. He will ravage anyone who messes with. That's your God. And that, dear friends, should be a great comfort to you. Where does the rubber meet the road in your life? It's when you're there and you see your loved one lying lifeless before you. The flowers are nice. The hugs can be comforting. The memorial money, the thing donated in their honor, it's all nice. But will it redeem that person? Will it bring justice to their life? It won't. It will fall short. Where do you turn in those moments when the inside of your heart says, God, you redeem them. God, is this what you do for your children? You let them die. And this is where the King of Kings and Lord of Lords comes in, and he says, all your enemies, sin, even death, will be ravaged, will be gone. And everything in that person's life, every wrong done, every idle moment that person spent has been redeemed. Their entire life is justified in Christ. And in that you rest. And in your life, when you see that justice is not being served, the perpetrators keep getting off, what do you pray? Pray, God, help them to come. Help them to come to believe and repent, because you know You know what's coming for them if they don't. And you don't wish that on anybody. But if they don't, God will bring better justice than you ever could. You think of Satan. Think of that last day when the King of Kings and Lord of Lords will yank him before all of us and say, "What shall we do with the accuser?" And we will all turn our thumbs down, and the fury of the wrath of God Almighty will fall on Satan for eternity. This one who has led so many sheep to hell. He will wish he could die, but he never will. So when you suffer, know what's coming. And then lastly, when it's your turn, when your days come to a close, and you see that rider on the white horse, and it looks like he's coming for you, and you have that split moment of terror, thinking, is he coming to run me through to judge me for all of my sin and bring me to account? You close your eyes and you simply say, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And then his arm that was mighty to save and win your salvation will be mighty in that moment too. And he will grab you and he will sweep you up onto his stallion. You'll look down and you'll see all of your enemies trampled. And you will look up and you will ride into glory. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords is faithful and true. Amen.